Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Sharif, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Thanks for joining me again here on my page on sermonaudio.com. It's always a blessing to have you along to listen, and we thank you so much for sharing in the materials we provide here. This time I'd like to, instead of a Sunday preview, I'm going to give you a Sunday review of what we did last Sunday, September 18th. We had the privilege of being in Green Bay, Wisconsin, for the very first launch Sunday of Good News Bible Church of Green Bay. This is a church plant of IFCA International, and it is right there in a very active part of the city of Green Bay, a growing area. And we've known about this project for some time and prayed for it. And I was planning to speak there this fall. I was penciled in for 3 Sundays, but that's no longer necessary because there's already a pastor for this church plant, John Fallahy, a good friend of mine. And so we were able to be there last Sunday for the very first day to rejoice with the Fallahys, to see Dr. Henry Vosberg from Midwest Church Extension as he gave the message for the day, and to be part of this inaugural Sunday for Good News Bible Church. I got to give a little greeting on behalf of the Friends of Israel, and I shared from Mark chapter 10, verse 45. I reminded everyone gathered there at Good News Bible Church for this first Sunday that though many had come from a distance to be part of this day, and certainly many had worked and prepared and planned for this special day, but no one had done what our Lord and Savior has done and has come as far as he came when he left heaven for earth and did not come to be served but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He came not to be served, but to serve. I hope that's my attitude, dear friend. I hope it's your attitude as well. And it was a wonderful day of service in Green Bay at the Good News Bible Church. Just to be part of that event, Lynette shared special music on her violin, and I just rejoice in the opportunity that I had to share just a thought with the group. There were 31 of us gathered there for this special day. Pray for Good News Bible Church in Green Bay. We hope to be back there, well, throughout the years as the Lord allows, as time permits, and maybe you're listening in the Green Bay area and looking for a church to attend. I would commend to you the Good News Bible Church and Pastor John Fallahy, and I hope that would be a blessing for you. I know that they're also available now here on sermonaudio.com, so you can simply find them right there. Well, as I said, that's a short review, not a preview, but we're so glad to have been in Green Bay last Sunday, September 18th, 2022, for the launch of Good News Bible Church. Thank you, dear friends, for praying for us. Thank you for your interest in our ministry, and thank you for meeting with me here on sermonaudio.com.